Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The English word mystery or mysteries appears 27 times in the King James New Testament. Each time it is translated from the same Greek word, which literally means to shut the mouth or a secret. In general, we can declare that the mystery of which the Bible speaks has now been clearly revealed to those whom the Lord is pleased to teach the glories of Jesus Christ. The Lord established his purpose in setting forth the truth in parables. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted, and their sins should be forgiven them. He alluded to this same purpose when he declared, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Lord's purpose in the creation of the world and his unfolding of that purpose was hidden from the men of this world until such time as it pleased him to set that purpose forth. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known unto all nations for the obedience of faith. The Lord gave Paul a clear knowledge of the completion of that mystery, and the manner in which he would manifest it in the earth. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. We look nowhere else to find the unfolding of this mystery except in the preaching of Jesus Christ and him crucified. This is the unfolding of that mystery. The religious prophets of the world will search the book of Revelation to find many mysteries and secrets, but they cannot see that this book is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Christ is the fulfillment of all prophecy, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. He is that rider on the white horse who is faithful and true. He is that one who has prevailed to open that book which is written within and on the backside. He is that one whom John saw high and lifted up and occupying the grandest place of honor. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. He is that mystery within a mystery, because he cannot be known apart from the grace of God applied as I salve to blind eyes. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. He commandeth his sheep to come unto him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Do you hear him today?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.